used to call a container that you plant, so we store the flowers in, keep in the house.
Bucket.
What would you call the containers in which you put the flowers, cuts in? After you cut the flowers and take them into the house, what would you call? To make the room prettier and attractive.
Come in, Mary, you might have that animal.
You know, after you cut the flowers from the outside, you bring them in the house. You bring them in the house in a bucket.
And put them in the vase.
Yeah,
see,
that's
okay. I couldn't even think of that.
What are the eating utensils that you set at each plate when you're setting the table for supper? What do you eat with? Usually when you sit down to eat, if you go to a restaurant, one of these, you know, places, when you're with, what are the utensils that you need to eat with?
If you're going to get a fork.
Fork. All right, so if you have some kind of meat, you probably
maybe a spoon if you're going to have a soup
like
or something
like
that.
If the dishes are all dirty, you say, it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, we have to have clean dishes. I must wash
the dishes.
After she washes the dishes, then she does what to them? Make me
wash or rinse them?
Rinse them.
Then dry.
What do you call the cloth or rag you use in washing dishes?
Called dish rag.
What do you call the cloth or rag you use in drying the dishes?
That's just the same thing as dry rag.
What do you call the small square of terry cloth that you use to bathe your face?
Saffron.
That's right.
And after bathing, what do you use to dry yourself off in?
Towel.
What do you turn on at the water pipe or the kitchen sink?
Hot water.
What do you call that, the thing that you turn on?
Faucet.
What term would you use for the other things that like, things like that out in the yard where you attach the garden hose or where the fireman could hitch a fire hose? What do you call that thing?
It's clean as me. That's the name of
clean. What do you call, what words would you call the other things like the out in the yard where you attach the garden hose?
Mm-hmm.
Or if there was a fire and the fireman came, what would he attach the water hose to?
He put it over to his faucet.
To the faucet.
That's right.
Oh. It was so cold last night that our water pipe. What happened to the water pipe if it was just freezing cold?
It jumped bust.
Has it ever happened to you?
Mm-hmm.
What did you do?
I had to go get somebody to come in and fix it.
Did you ever learn how to fix it?
Mm-hmm.
It burst. What ever happened to it burst?
The water be done froze in. Bust.
It burst from way up under the house somewhere.
Uh-huh. It be froze.
If you stuck a pin and a balloon, it would do what?
Go down.
Would it make a sound?
Go bust, sure.
People used to buy flour in a what?
You mean flour?
Flour that you eat.
Oh,
you know,
oh, inside.
Bread with.
Inside.
Inside. Is there another word you can think of instead of that, these big round pig looking things? What do they call them? What did molasses come in when you used to buy it in a fairly large quantity? You bought a big amount of molasses syrup. What did you call that container? Or what did you call it, thing, the container that lard came in?
Bucket.
You made most of your lard, and you never had to buy it.
My little lard, I had both.